From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, new COVID-19 cases stand above 1,600 in a fresh Sunday high as the country is in the midst of a Chuseok holiday. President Moon Jae-in arrives in New York City to address the UN General Assembly. And North Korea dismisses South Korea's recent SLBM test, calling it clumsy. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eunice Kim. Daily new COVID-19 cases in South Korea stood above 1,600, logging a fresh record for a Sunday tally amid concerns over a virus resurgence given the movement of people during the Chuseok holiday. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Monday that 1,605 additional people had tested positive throughout Sunday, of which 28 were overseas transmissions and the rest local infections. 74.6% of the local cases were reported from the capital region, including 578 in Seoul. The country's vaccination program continues through the holiday as some 20,000 more people received their first COVID-19 vaccine shots on Sunday. The number of fully vaccinated people also increased by about 24,000. The government task force on vaccination said on Monday that so far, 36.5 million people have received at least one dose, accounting for 71.1% of the entire population or 82.7% of the population over the age of 18. Meanwhile, over 22.1 million people, accounting for 43.2% of the entire population and 50.2% of those over 18, are now fully vaccinated. Though most vaccination centers and clinics are closed over the Chuseok holiday this week, vaccinations are being carried out at 14 centers nationwide through the end of the holiday on Wednesday. Highways in South Korea continue to be congested as last-minute travelers hit the highways to travel to their hometowns one day prior to the Chuseok holiday. The Korea Expressway Corporation said as of 1 p.m. Monday, it was expected to take 4 hours and 50 minutes to drive from Seoul to Busan, 3 hours and 50 minutes from the capital city to Daegu, 3.5 hours to Gwangju, and 2 hours and 10 minutes to Daejeon. The corporation expected congestion on the road stretch from the capital region to ease between 7 and 8 p.m.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
President Moon Jae-in has landed in New York City to attend the United Nations General Assembly. Moon is scheduled to speak at the Sustainable Development Goals Moment event Monday night, Korea time, where he is expected to call for global solidarity in tackling poverty, COVID-19, and climate change. Joining the president will be K-pop group BTS, who were appointed as a special presidential envoy for future generations and culture to deliver messages of encouragement and hope to young people around the world. Moon will also address the 76th session of the UN General Assembly early Wednesday, where he is expected to seek support for Seoul's peace efforts and declare its commitment to make more contributions to the international community. The president also has bilateral summit talks planned on the sidelines with the leaders of Britain, Slovenia, and Vietnam, as well as a meeting with the chairman and CEO of U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer. Before returning home on Thursday, Moon will make a stop in Honolulu, Hawaii, for a ceremony to transfer the remains of South Korean and U.S. troops killed during the Korean War and to award medals to independence activists under Japan's colonial rule. Public support for the main opposition People Power Party has risen to hit 40% for the first time in a Real Meter weekly survey. In the poll of 2,517 adults between last Monday and Friday, 40% of respondents said they supported the conservative main opposition, up 2.9 percentage points from a week earlier. Meanwhile, support for the ruling Liberal Democratic Party fell 0.1 percentage point to 32.5%. The gap between the rival parties, 7.5 percentage points, was outside the margin of error. Support for the PPP was the highest for the party, rebranded as such last year, and also since the 2016 influence peddling scandal under the previous conservative Park Geun-hye administration. Meanwhile, approval for President Moon Jae-in stood at 40.2% against 56.1% who gave a negative assessment. The survey commissioned by YTN had a confidence level of 95% with a margin of error of plus or minus 2 percentage points. North Korea has derided South Korea's inaugural test of a submarine-launched ballistic missile as clumsy, as it warned it will keep an eye on the motive behind Seoul's underwater weapons development. In a statement carried by the state-run Korean Central News Agency on Monday, Chang Chang-ha, head of the North's Defense Science Agency, said that Seoul's SLBM likely lacks the capacity to be effective in wartime attacks. Chang assessed that the missile is seemingly in its rudimentary stage of development, even raising doubts that it actually was an SLBM. He said he judged it to be a surface-to-surface tactical ballistic missile with a range of less than 500 kilometers. North Korea, which has yet to test fire an SLBM from a submarine, is believed to have responded with discontent over South Korea becoming the world's seventh country to operate an SLBM with the successful test last week. Stressing that Pyongyang will closely watch Seoul's intentions, the official said such development is a precursor of military tensions on the Korean Peninsula, adding that his country will be reawakened to what it must do in response. North Korea has denounced the United States' recently announced security pact with the UK and Australia as extremely dangerous, promising corresponding counteraction. In a Q&A with state-run Korean Central News Agency, the Foreign News Section Chief of the Foreign Ministry characterized AUKUS as, quote, very unfunny and a dangerous act that will disrupt the strategic balance of the Asia-Pacific region. The official especially took issue with the fact that the U.S. and the U.K. will transfer nuclear-powered submarine technology to Australia as part of the new trilateral partnership, adding the move would trigger a nuclear arms race. Noting that Pyongyang is closely analyzing Washington's intentions and that it would counteract given any impact to the North's national security, the official accused the Joe Biden administration of double-dealing, destroying international norms and order, and seriously threatening world peace and stability. The official stressed that the situation shows that reinforcing a nation's defense power must not be slowed in order to effectively respond to the changing international security environment. The world's number two professional female golfer Go Jin-young has claimed her second LPGA victory for the season, also her personal ninth win. The South Korean golfer on Sunday shot a total of 11 under 205 to top the ranking at LPGA's Cambia Portland Classic in Westland, Oregon. The 26-year-old managed to lead the tournament four shots ahead of fellow South Korean Lee Jung-un and Australian Soo Oh, who tied for second place after posting three birdies in the final round. Aside from Ko, Park In-bi and Kim Hyo-ju each won an LPGA title this year, bringing the total wins by South Korean golfers to four. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Eunice Kim.